Here at the National Ethanol Conference with me is John Doggett, who is Vice President of Public Policy for the National Corn Growers Association, and he was sitting on the panel of Washington Insiders, as he has done several times here at the Ethanol Conference. And John, you were first asked, what is the priority for the National Corn Growers, or I should say priorities of the National Corn Growers in 2014?
Well, certainly, it's protect the RFS, protect the RFS, protect the RFS. We have a number of issues we're working, but clearly the cornerstone of our industry and the growth that we have seen in the last decade has been around this industry, and the RFS has protected this industry and made it grow.
Now, we've heard a lot about that here, and of course we've finished the comment period to the EPA on the proposal that would cut the RFS. And how do you feel about the comments that you know of that the EPA has received? Tens of thousands, perhaps, and it seems like pretty heavily weighted in favor of the RFS.
Well, I think if we look at the numbers that have come out in the last 10 days, we're seeing that it actually flipped the other way, that the antis did have a significant number of comments, mostly through the telephone calls, the punch one, if you believe the following things. And so that's a problem for us. But I think that this is just the warm-up act for the activities that are going to need to take place in order for us to continue to hold on to this policy. And people say, well, what kind of comment counts the most? Is it a handwritten letter? Is it something via email? Is it something of a website? You know, the one that we can count, that we know exactly how much it counts for, and that's the one that doesn't get submitted at all. And so we've got a lot of people that didn't submit a comment. We need to get those folks involved too.
Now, you were sitting on a panel that included API and the autos, and as well as the outdoor power equipment manufacturers. All of them lobbyists like yourself. What, and your facial expressions as some of these guys talk are always priceless. What do you think about the things they had to say?
Well, first of all, I think it's important to note that for those of us that do this for a living, it's all what we do for a living. It's not personal, and I am friends with everybody on that panel and have been a couple of them for a long time. You know, I think that we all represent people who have or entities that have differing points of view, and we are all passionate and professional in how we advocate for those things. And, you know, it's been interesting, and it's going to continue to be interesting.
Well, you also were asked about the Farm Bill. Finally, we have the Farm Bill off our plate. Corn growers happy with it?
We're happy with it. We really are. And I think but one of the things we have to look at is this Farm Bill took so long to get done. Look back at 1960 in Iowa. Iowa had 8 House members. We're in Florida today. Florida had 8 House members in 1960. Now Iowa has 4 and Florida has 27. We have shifted the political power outside of rural America, outside of the Corn Belt, into the Sun Belt, and these folks aren't interested in the RFS because it doesn't, to their mind, impact them. So it also, the same thing with the Farm Bill. So a Farm Bill wasn't very important to most people living in Orlando, Florida.
That's true. Now, we've got the Commodity Classic coming up next week, and thousands of farmers from all over the country are going to be there. What are some of the things you're going to be talking to them about besides the RFS?
Well, I think what it is, we're going to have to continue to be aware of where we are in this country as far as what's our place, where do we fit in this demographic. This country's changed a lot in just the last few years. We need to be relevant. We need to be involved. We need to be passionate about our industry. And we need to be really, really smart about how we advocate for our industry.
Well, let me ask you something now. One of the things that I talked to the guy from the Andersons this morning, the chairman of RFA, and one of the things he said was he thinks that the industry can survive and thrive even without the government, even without the RFS. What do you think about that?
I really don't want to go ahead and try to find out if that's true or not. I, you know, might be, but I don't want to take that risk.
And you think that that's what's helped the industry grow thus far?
It's given the industry a floor that it absolutely has had to have in order to go ahead and incentivize the investment and the commitment by not only corn farmers, but ethanol producers and communities that had to help build out the infrastructure.
and have to compete with the oil industry, right?
Well, it's pretty hard to go ahead and be required to sell your product to a customer that doesn't want to use it.
Here at the National Ethanol Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.